This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. A battle is brewing in the city of Dallas over school crossing guards. This comes after the Dallas County Schools bus agency says it doesn't have the money to continue paying for crossing guards past this month. That means the city might have to take over the program and pay for it. City council members grilled city staff on Wednesday. Running the school crossing guard program in Dallas costs a lot of money, $2.5 million through this school year, and next school year, more than $5 million. The city hadn't put money in the budget for this, so city leaders have a lot of questions. They aren't sure they're ready to take over the program. Council members are surprised by the effort to scrap the crossing guard program, a decision made by the committee charged with dissolving Dallas County Schools. Voters in November decided to get rid of the troubled school bus agency. Council member Dwayne Carraway wonders why the city of Dallas isn't part of that committee.
I think that we should have a stronger seat at the table. I would ask that we figure out how we're going to get to the table, since they're making decisions that are impacting our citizens and our taxpayers and our general funds, because we really don't have the dollars.
The city of Dallas has sued the dissolution committee over the crossing guard matter. Carraway says the Dallas School District, not the city, should oversee the program. Under state law, cities with a population of more than 850,000 people are responsible for providing school crossing guards. In fact, Dallas once ran the crossing guard program before Dallas County Schools took it over. That's when costs shot up. Councilmember Jennifer Staubach Gates asked city staff to find out how other large cities like Houston and San Antonio operate and pay for their crossing guard programs. She also wants the city to have more time to come up with a solution.
January 31st, for us just to take all the responsibility on, we're not going to be able to get these funding sources, revenue sources in place, and we're also going to have an issue about onboarding these employees.
City leaders say State Senator Royce West of Dallas plans to get a group of state and local leaders together to discuss the crossing guard situation and issues related to the shutdown of Dallas County schools. Stella Chavez, KERA News.